Well, good afternoon. 3:06 Monday afternoon, a beautiful, rainy, overcast day in the Valley. Welcome to K-News Radio Afternoons. My name is Paul Marshall. I will be your stunt host for the next 2 days, sitting in from 3 to 6 o'clock, and pretty much trying to take you through the murky weather. Big weekend that we are trying to recover from. I think that the rain and the overcast is sort of a cleansing. Allow us to wash everything down and get ready for the return of the unwashed masses on Coachella weekend, which is happening. It's kicking off on Friday. Everybody's starting to roll in during the week. It is K-News Radio, FM 94.3, and also AM 970, 1140, 1250. Numbers here in the studio, 760-416-8475. If you're in the Palm Springs area, toll free from anywhere within the sound of my voice, 888-589-6397. I want to start off this afternoon just by giving you a quick rundown as to what your guest host is all about. I am not a talk radio host. I have never really been a talk radio host. I think talk radio hosts do their thing, and they do it very well. But I am the first generation of latchkey kid from the broken home family that comes from stereotypical white trash that somehow elevated himself to try and find a job in this industry. You knew this was going to happen. You knew it wasn't going to be the three-piece suit guy and tie. You knew it wasn't going to be the ultra-conservative or ultra-college-educated guy forever. Eventually, one of us was going to get a hold of a microphone. That's me. My beliefs are varied. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be completely transparent with you. I invite you to call, ask any question so that you can get to know your stunt host, your guest host. Because although it is not an election and the age of 24/7, 365 politicking for a governor's seat or a political point, I'm still trying to get your vote. I'm in the please love me business. Talk radio is please love me. Please listen to me. Please like what I have to say. Please enjoy the subjects that I'm going to talk about this afternoon. Excuse me, my allergies are kicking in too. Yours? Good. A little bit of Flemish. You're welcome. Enjoy your afternoon snack time. 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs. Again, 888-589-6397 anywhere else. And again, I want to welcome everybody listening online to knewsradio.com, everybody that's doing that. Again, this weekend, big Adam West, Batman, star of Batman, got his Walk of Fame star, the Palm Springs Walk of Fame. It is the 329th Golden Palm Star on the Walk of Stars. Saturday, they took care of it, 101 South Palm Canyon Drive, 11 o'clock, Robert Alexander presented Adam West with his moment. And you got to understand, Adam West, not just Batman. He did something that I really enjoyed back in the mid-'80s. It was something that was on Fox Television. It's on Sunday nights, a little thing called Danger Theater. Do you remember that? Danger Theater didn't last very long. It was sort of a comedy satire show, two 15-minute vignettes developed by and produced by Penelope Spheris, who does a lot of music documentary. And Adam West starred in a little thing called Tropical Punch. It was sort of a satirical, Get Smart-style cop show. One of my favorite things that Adam did, so congratulations to him, noted Palm Springs resident Adam West. Also, congratulations to Palm Springs as a whole. White Party, a fabulous success. Had by everybody. A lot of money brought into the region. With the economy being what it is, no matter where the money comes from, you'll take it. What I don't understand is why one weekend a year it's okay to celebrate diversity in Southern California, but for the rest of the year, we sort of turn a blind eye to it. Now, Palm Springs is different. Palm Springs is a little different animal because of the large gay and lesbian population, the acceptability and the acceptance that happens, the tolerance and the understanding that people have of people with alternative lifestyles, different lifestyles. It's not that way everywhere in America. New Orleans, Louisiana has it that way. Ogunquit Beach, Maine has it that way, where people are pretty much taken at face value for what they are. What I don't understand is for one weekend a year, the white party is great. Everybody is a little bit more open, a little bit more acceptable. Less acceptable the other 52 weeks of the year. Not sure why. Not sure why that is. As a matter of fact, I would like you to call me and tell me what you're afraid of. Why are we afraid of people that are different, quote-unquote different? Now, I'll give you a little rundown. My father was married 6 times, so family values, not exactly a big deal in my household. I am a 2-time college flunky dropout, not exactly motivated. I stand 6'1" and go 275 pounds. I have tattoos, and I ride a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. I wear leather jackets. I have 36 inches of hair on my head, back in a ponytail most of the time. I am your stereotypical big, bad-looking biker dude. When I walk into places, women hold their children. They have a preconceived notion as to who I am and what I am. Gay people have that same sort of stereotype. Black people have that stereotype. Those that are disenfranchised from the lower incomes have that stereotype. We have this strange need to segregate, and we self-segregate. We have this strange need to put ourselves in a box, whatever that is, Republican, Democrat. I don't know what that is. What is a Democrat? I guess that's somebody that expects things for free. Huh? See what I did there? Get all political on you. I'm not going to apologize for it. 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs, 888-589-6397, anywhere else within the sound of my voice. As we continue on, it is K News Afternoon. Excuse me, I have a, again, my allergies are getting me to me real bad. Let's take, let's go start off. Jeff in La Quinta calling about taxes on his income. Is it fair that you are taxed on your income?
Well, I don't know. You tell me, Paul. I know what you're... I know your name, and you've described yourself, so I kind of know what you look like. But, yeah, I'm going to find out more about you right now.
Sure.
What do you think? I have worked for a family business now for over 20 years, and I make over $200,000 a year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It took me a while to get there. I have a couple of kids, and I put them in private school, and this was what my dream was, and this is how I wanted to raise my kids. My wife stays at home. We have a nice house. And so now, but the government thinks I'm loaded. I'm just loaded. And they want to come take money from me to take care of some people who don't want to get off their butts and work. But how do you feel about that? Should I be targeted?
Well, there's two things. And I'm not real familiar with high income tax brackets because I'll tell you right now, outside of today and tomorrow, I am one of those people that's on unemployment. I'm not saying that I want to be unemployed. I've been doing radio for 25 years. But Wall Street has screwed up my industry just as much as they've screwed up everything else. And the federal bailout money is not coming to the radio industry to put guys like me to work. What's
right.
happening is radio stations are downsizing and economizing. So unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond my control, after 25 years in my own industry, I am one of those people on unemployment. I've paid into the system, and I appreciate it. But I'm going to be taxed on this income, on the unemployment income that I'm getting.
And your benefits have been extended, I'm sure. They probably were about ready to run out, and they've been extended. Am I wrong?
I am at the 5-month and 2-week period. I think I'm supposed to be getting my notification from the Department of Labor that my original unemployment is about to run out. And
okay.
Hopefully things go well here at KNews. We'll be able to remedy that situation. For you, look, we all have to pay our share.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I think one of the things that happens is, you've been fortunate enough to make a lot of money. You're doing significantly better than the average American. And you are taxed a portion of your income, your gross income. And one of the things that, again, I'm not a big economist. I'm not real familiar with high income tax brackets, but I can say if everybody is taxed a flat percentage of what your income is, now, of course, California state tax significantly higher than a lot of places in America, but if you're taxed that percentage, if you're making more, you're already paying more.
Yep.
It seems to me that I don't understand why the upper income brackets should have to get an additional levy, tax levy on them. I can't comprehend it. If we all pay our fair share and you're making more, you're paying more. You've heard the phrase, the more you make, the more they take.
Yep.
So if you're making.
I appreciate that response. I like you now a little bit.
Well, I mean, look, I just think, look, we have to take individual responsibility, but there are certain members of our society that aren't responsible. There are some people that are living off the dole, that are taking advantage of the extended unemployment benefits and aren't getting up every day and sending their resumes out. There are some people that do that. And that's unfortunate because just like people that cry, fire when there's no fire and cry the sky is calling and cry wolf, it makes it more difficult for those people who, through no fault of their own, have to rely on that system.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Jeff. Thank you very much for listening. There we go. It's KNews Radio at 94.3 FM. Also, AM 970, 1140, 1250. Numbers here in the studio, 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs. Of course, anywhere within the sound of my voice, toll free, 888-589-6397. My name is Paul Marshall. I'm your guest host for the next 2 days here on KNews Radio, the desert's news talk superstation. We'll be right back. 760-416-8475, 888-589-6397. It is KNews Afternoon. Neanderthal Paul Marshall sitting in. Yes, that was a name that I used when I did rock radio. to give you a little background, again, and I invite you to take part in the Get to Know Your New Stunt Host, as I'm going to be sitting in for the next couple of days here at KNews Radio, FM 94.3. Also, 970 AM, 1140 and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. I did radio for 25 years, rock radio, and I had to deal with program directors and members of management trying to squelch the opinion of the out-of-control rock radio guy. And now, KNews decided to give me a microphone and give me a couple of days to sit in. So I invite you to come in and get to know your stunt host, get to know your guest host by giving me a call at 760-416-8475, 888-589-6397. And I mentioned earlier, I started the show off with congratulations to Palm Springs and the Valley in general for being accepting of people with different viewpoints. And I think that one of the things about America, one of the greatest things about America, is we are the most dysfunctional country on the planet. Yes, we're powerful. Yes, we're arrogant. Yes, we have been prosperous in a short period of time. We've gone through a lot of industrial revolution. We've gone through economic revolution. We've gone through a couple of different depressions. We're in one right now. We can call it a recession, but it is what it is. But it's our country. And if anyone, one of the things that unites Americans more than anything is somebody from the outside taking pot shots at our country. One of the things that divides us more than anything else is an inability to be accepting of people with other viewpoints. And Palm Springs and the Valley should be praised. We spend so much time talking about things that are negative. Palm Springs should be praised for hosting the White Party when it does and for bringing in so many different, and I forgive the phrase, colorful characters. One thing I will say, I don't understand homosexuality. I do accept homosexuality. Why? Because I don't have a choice. Not that I don't want to accept it, but I don't have a choice, and it's not my life. But the White Party brings a whole bunch of like-minded individuals into an area where they can celebrate and feel comfortable to be within themselves and to be out and around. And I will say this about gay people. They celebrate and they party and they contribute like no other subsection of American culture. I lived in New Orleans, Louisiana for a while, and I had an opportunity to experience that. My first babysitter when I was a kid was a gay man. I was exposed to it very early on. I understood that it wasn't my lifestyle, and I understood that it was a normal lifestyle. It is normal to the people that subscribe to it. And the White Party was an amazing weekend. It brought a lot of money into Palm Springs. It should be celebrated. It should be embraced, and it should be recognized only until the point when we feel that we're comfortable where we don't have to recognize the differences of gay Americans, when we can just recognize them as Americans. Wouldn't it be great if there were no such thing as African Americans? Or Irish Americans, or gay Americans, or lesbian Americans, or Republican Americans, or we were just all back to being Americans. There are very few times in our country's history where we've done that. September 11th was the last time when we were all just Americans. And as we continue on, KNews Afternoon, Joey has been hanging on Palm Springs. Joey, thank you very much for hanging in. 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs. You want to get in touch? Welcome to KNews Afternoon, Joey.
Hey, welcome, Paul.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, just three quick comments. Talking about White Party, if you live here, you know, I'm a gay guy.
Okay.
And, I don't go to the White Party starts like 11 o'clock at night, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, and if you know the history of the White Party, it's like a circuit party. It goes around the country.
Yes.
And guys do meth. They stay up. A lot of, not all guys, but a lot of guys.
Yeah, but that's every section of the country now. Now drug addiction, drug use is not just in the gay community.
Yeah.
So is it part of that? Yes, a lot of people do meth.
Yeah, and what they do is today, there's a lot of guys probably eating in Palm Springs. They're finally going to go to sleep, you know, because they party. But the locals, we don't go out to it. You know, it's guys from San Diego, L.A., they all come in. They bring money, to the locality.
Now, why don't you take part in it?
Because I don't do meth, you know.
No, it's not all about meth, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a subsection of what goes on. And there's meth in every, look, and here.
And, it starts at 11 o'clock at night, you know. I mean, all the events.
All good parties do, though.
Yeah.
All good parties do start at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when we were kids, when we were in junior high school and high school, nobody went out and said, hey, meet me at 7:30 at my buddy's house.
You don't want to be the first one at the party, you know. No.
Well, no, society always arrives late. You know that.
Yeah.
But you don't take part because of the rampant drug use or what you perceive as rampant drug use.
I don't like rap music and I don't like drugs, you know. But other than that, you know, I'm cool with it. It brings in money, and it's a diverse section of the community. And you know, the other two quick points I wanted to make was, you sound like a pretty cool guy on the scene.
Are you hitting on me?
Huh?
Are you hitting on me?
I'm not hitting on you.
No, no. I'm playing with you.
You're not into the gay scene. I understand that.
No. Cool. The point is, whenever somebody makes a compliment, and I was trying to do that to be humorous in there.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody makes a compliment, whether it's male to female, female to male, no matter what, the first instant knee-jerk reaction is, oh my God, they're hitting on me. Because people don't take praise. For some strange reason, we have a hard time accepting praise as individuals. So I meant that nothing but facetiously.
Yeah, you know, I understand that. And, you know, the other two quick points I wanted to make was, the other thing, because you seem like you're a pretty hip guy, tomorrow on American Idol, Adam Lambert is going to be the mentor.
Okay.
And you know who Adam Lambert is, right?
Yes.
And he probably should have won last year. I mean, he's a great entertainer, and and he's gay.
Yeah, I can't wait till we get to a point, and thank you for the call, I can't wait till we get to a point in our life in America where we don't have to identify good entertainers by their sexual preference. You know, it doesn't, my heterosexuality doesn't define me, and a lot of gay people that I know say that their homosexuality doesn't define them. And it'll be great when we can get to a point where we don't have to feel this need to out people. Like, you know, is anybody shocked that Ricky Martin was gay? Really, honestly, was gay, is gay? Is anybody shocked by that? There seems to be now this sort of, I don't know why we have this obsession with other people's sexual behavior. Tiger Woods, Jesse James, Ricky Martin, anybody, well, except when you happen to tout conservative values and you're one of these family values candidates or family values congressmen, and then we find out, well, your behavior doesn't exactly match your resume. So I think we have a contradiction there. I cannot wait till we live in America, in an America where we don't have to identify people by their sexual preference, and we don't have to identify people by their gender, and we don't have to identify people by their ethnicity or their color. And we do that by ourselves. We are self-segregating as a nation. We do this constantly. We have the Italian American Club. We have the Irish Veterans Club. We have the Gay and Lesbian Club. We have the United Negro College Fund and the NAACP. We self-segregate. We throw the flag of equality out there. We want everybody to be included equal, unless, of course, there's some other benefit to it. We seem to want to self-segregate when it's convenient to us. I don't understand why that is the case. As we continue on K-News Afternoon, 760-416-8475, 888-589-6397, Paul Marshall sitting in. And again, I'm transparent. I'm as transparent as it's going to be. If I'm going to be here for the next couple of days and maybe on into the future, who knows? That's really the decision of K-News Radio, if they want to have me on their radio stations. I am open to anything. Call me and ask me anything you want to know. One of the things that happens with talk radio and talk radio hosts is they stand up on the mountaintop and they shout to the flock. And they spend so much time talking, they don't do much listening, and they're very, very guarded about their private life. I'm open. Feel free anytime you want to give a call and ask me anything. Anything is going to be for the next couple of days. I am your guest host, and thank you for allowing me into your world at K-News Afternoons. Now, we've got a couple of different things. Again, I want to talk about the White Party and continue talking about acceptance and tolerance. We've also got this situation that has been going on here in Palm Springs regarding Jamar Thomas. Today was supposed to be the sentencing phase, and of course we're going to continue keeping an eye on that. And if we get any news, we'll let you know here. But one of the things that happened, and if you've been following K-News Radio, you know how this is going, we got that call last week from a woman who purported herself to be the court reporter, just identified herself as Carol. A couple of things that have come up with that. One is we here have received a lot of criticism for putting that call on the air. Like there was some sort of reason for us to filter that. And the criticism is legitimate. If you do get a phone call from somebody purporting to be part of a news event, we have to find the balance between breaking the story, the news story, and being responsible to the community. And it's weird. You see it all the time. When there's an assassination or there's a disaster and you watch national news and you watch CNN at night and you find out what's going on with, you know, Nancy Grace and all those call-in shows, there exists the possibility that you're going to get a phone call from somebody who claims to have firsthand knowledge of an event. We have to balance whether or not we're breaking news and being the first through the gate with the story with a responsibility to the community. In this situation, far be it for me to criticize K-News Radio because I could be drawing a paycheck from them if things work out, I'm not sure I would have run that call. I'm not sure I would have let that go. We need to talk more about this because this could have ramifications and a bigger effect on a trial. And it opens up a huge can of worms for the responsibility in the media. We'll take a break. Check in with CBS News Radio. 760-416-8475. Phones here in the studio in Palm Springs. Toll free 888-589-6397. It's Paul Marshall sitting in on K-News Radio, FM 94.3, also AM 970, 1140, 1250. CBS News is up. We'll be back. See, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what my radio career has consisted of up till now, right there. The soothing sounds of the German band Accept. There you go. That's what I did for 25 years. My name is Paul Marshall. Welcome back. K-News Afternoon, FM 94.3, and also AM 970, 1140, and 1250. It's the Deserts News Talk Superstation. I am your stunt host for the next couple of days. My name is Paul Marshall. My background is sorted and varied. But open to your inquiry if you want to take part. 760-416-8475 in the Palm Springs area. Toll free, 888-589-6397. Been talking about acceptance and tolerance, as I celebrate the end of the White Party this past weekend. We look forward to the unwashed masses of Coachella Festival coming in this weekend to the Valley. And I just wanted to talk about a little bit more about tolerance. We spend a lot of time. We can easily list off the 10 quickest things in life that annoy us. But if I said to you, what are the 15 favorite things about living in the Valley right now? You could say your 15 least favorite things, the noise of people coming through, all the tourists coming in and doing their, you know, as our caller earlier said, doing meth at the White Party. I think that paints a really broad picture with a very limited mindset. You know, meth is a big problem everywhere. So don't blame the White Party for it. This weekend, Coachella happens. You're going to get lots of people coming in that aren't from the Valley. They're going to engage in behavior that we may or may not be accepting of. They might look a little different. And I mentioned my physical appearance a little bit earlier as being somebody with long hair and tattoos and riding a Harley Davidson. There were preconceived notions as to what kind of a person I am. You're going to get that. Sometimes it's a quick visual preconceived notion. Other times it's something that might be underlying. And, you know, with the White Party, do you really know who's gay and who's not? We seem to have this preconceived predilection to, if that's even the wrong word, this idea that we have to pigeonhole people. We have to somehow compartmentalize people. And it would be great if we didn't have to do that. But we do it to ourselves. So that's something I want to continue talking about. If you would like to talk about that, feel free. But I also want to add a couple of things. And it does tie into this. Because there's a sentencing case right now before the courts for Jamar Thomas. 21 years old. Obviously comes from a very well-to-do, middle-class, upper-middle-class family. No, he doesn't. At the age of 10, Jamar Thomas felt some need to belong to a social order. So he joined a gang. I'm not going to name the gang because the gang has notoriety. They already, and that's what they want. They want to be known as being big, badass thugs, and I'm not going to give them that kind of publicity. But there's a deeper issue there. Jamar felt the need to be accepted amongst his peer group. So he and three of his thug friends, alleged thug friends, decided to engage in a little bit of chest beating and beat up a guy. You know, try and get their reputation up and big. Beat up a 66-year-old guy, ex-Marine, served his country, by all means an upstanding member of society, just trying to make his way as a security guard. They take him out of his truck. They beat him, not realizing that the potential ramifications of a beating are death. Death. See, we have to take responsibility for our actions. Some of the things that we do, getting behind the wheel, drunk driving, you know, talking on your cell phone while you're driving, not paying attention to what you're doing, and engaging in what you think might be lighthearted, chest-beating, ego-satisfying, neighborhood reputation-enhancing behavior could result in the taking of a human life. That happened to Jamar Thomas. There's a couple of different – we could go through a bunch of reasons. Why did he join a gang? Where was his? Where were his parents? What kind of a social order was not paying attention? When I was 10 years old, I was playing Atari video games. I lived in the projects of South Boston, Massachusetts. Not a very nice place to live. The neighborhood was dangerous. My mother knew that letting me out at 10 years old, I was supposed to be in the house at 7:30 at night at 10 years old. I was in bed by 9 o'clock. My mother, who was a single parent, by the way, who worked three jobs and left me alone a lot of the time as a latchkey kid, taught me right from wrong. At 10 years old, Jamar joins a gang. Now at 21, he faces the death penalty for stupid macho behavior. And the wrench in the machine comes last week when the jury gets the case and they are deciding what the sentence is that they're going to give to Jamar. And a court reporter, an alleged court reporter, because I don't know this Carol woman. Apparently we've verified that she was in fact a court reporter. She worked on some of the pretrial cases. And she voices her opinion. And I'll give you a couple of quotes. Throw out to all your listeners, because she at least identified herself and tried to tell everybody that if there is a juror to shut off the radio. Nothing says I'm not shutting my radio off faster than telling a jury to shut the radio off. It's like if you have been in a jury. I sat on a jury in Sacramento. It's a drunk driving case. And during a trial, the attorneys will always throw a curveball to a witness on the stand. And occasionally they go outside what's allowed in their cross-examination. And the judge will say to the jury, the jury is instructed not to consider what you just heard when making your decision. Well, you can't do that. You can't unhear something. So when Carol calls and she identifies herself as the court reporter and then instructs the jury to shut the radio off, the interpretation of that is, hey, everybody, turn the radio up because what I'm going to say is really important and could influence this case. So she does. And she says, quote, these guys were gang members. And it enhanced their reputation to kill somebody. Carol, I don't think that these gang members thought they were going to kill the security guard. And Wallace Brown is his name, by the way. And my sympathies and condolences to his family. It was a while back. But still, every time you have to bring this stuff up, they have to relive the events again. She says, quote, it's grisly. The gang members had no reason to kill him. I don't think they thought they were going to kill him. Says they only did it to make themselves look better because they're cold and vicious gang members. Okay, Carol, we get it. You don't like gang members. They don't care if you like them. But what you did do is you took to a public forum an opportunity to have your voice heard. And yes, for some strange reason, feel like that your voice and your opinion could influence this case. And as we continue on, a lot of people have thoughts and ideas on this. I invite you to call in. Should we have put that call in the air? Should we have put Carol on the air? And I don't know that this is the case because I've been trying to follow up on it. I don't know if Carol was fired from her position as a court reporter. I would have had her fired immediately. Before she hung up the phone, I would have found out who she is. I would pull her court identification. She would not be allowed in the courtroom because what she did is obstruction of justice. And I would consider charging her with said obstruction of justice. 760-416-8475. A lot of people want to weigh in on this. Jay and Rancho Mirage, welcome to KNews Radio Afternoons. Thank you for holding on. Appreciate it.
Great, thanks. Hey, you took half my thunder because I would have terminated her faster than a heartbeat for going on the radio. She had no business doing that. She risks the fact that the verdict could be nullified or the case could be thrown out. These four individuals, they knew they were going to either kill him or hurt him bad because they either stomped or smashed his head in.
Yeah, I don't know if they knew that they were. We can't say what they knew. They knew what they were doing. First of all, they knew
right.
They were doing him harm.
Put it this way, when you beat somebody's head in,
sure,
you got a good chance that you've just either killed them or they may die or they may end up being a veggie for quite a long time, if not forever.
Make no mistake, I am not advocating the behavior in any way, shape, or form.
I noticed you don't want to use the name of the gang, so I won't either, but they're notorious here. I've been
Absolutely.
Here for a lot of years, and nothing too good can happen to these four individuals, and I don't care if he joined when he was two. He's got to burn for this.
Well, no, I would disagree with you on this only because, and I think he should do life in prison. I think it's unfortunate because if he does life in prison, then the taxpayers have to pay to keep this guy alive. I am a staunch proponent of the death penalty. I think
as you know, the death penalty in California, we have 600 and some on death row. We've executed, what, 8 or 9 people in 15 or 20 years?
Sure.
The odds of ever getting into that box and getting taken care of is so slim that you'll probably die of old age or health complications even if you're on death row at 20. So either way, it's going to cost the taxpayers because we're a state that does not effectively use the death penalty like many other states that are effective.
You're right.
I don't think that is a deterrent for the fact that it isn't effective.
Yeah,
you know,
and
remember something about life. If they get death, they go to death row immediately. They sit in their little box, okay? A lifer gets to go to level 4, which is the toughest of the yards, and they'll get yard time, and they'll get to hang out with other people who are in that gang and kick it with the homies and have a little lifestyle. I'd rather have them rot in a little room on death row.
All right, this is where your guest host opens up the door and skips on out of his personal philosophy closet and see if you don't disagree with me. To me, if you are convicted of a violent crime, and I'm not talking about, you know, somebody gets caught smoking pot, or if you put a gun to somebody's head or you stomp somebody with malice aforethought, knowing that you were going to kill them. If you kill somebody with malice, if you're one of those people that's convicted of a crime like that, A, I have no use for you. That whole idea of right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness gets checked out when you trade your right to life for the life you just took.
Absolutely.
You get one, you give one, you get one, an eye for an eye. Now, when you go to that situation, if you're a lifer, you don't get a college education. You don't get yard time. You don't get a chance to read in the library. You sit in your 4x9 cell with your stainless steel bunk, and I don't think you get a mattress or a pillow.
Level 4 does get a mattress. I know quite a bit about the penal system in our state.
And I'm not going to disagree with you on that. Well, this is my personal philosophy.
Right.
You don't get a pillow. You don't get any creature comforts. You sit in that room, and you think about what you did to get there. You get enough time to get out and walk and take a shower during the day. And that's it. I'm pretty hardcore when it comes to, you know, violent offenders in prison. One of my best friends is a prison guard in Ione, and he babysits Tex Watson.
Okay, and he's, I know who that is.
You don't know who Tex Watson is?
Oh, no, I know who Tex is. Yeah,
okay.
Charles Tex Watson.
Yeah. So Tex Watson feels genuinely repentant for what he has done, but he knows there's never a way he's going to get out. And my buddy tells me stories of sitting and playing cards with Tex Watson, and he paints the picture that this guy is reformed and genuinely feels remorse. But just the opportunity that Tex Watson has to play cards with somebody is appalling to me.
Right. Oh, no, I understand that. You know, they give them a certain amount, minus death row, but level 4, your toughest level of a programming inmate, which is where life without would go.
Sure.
You know, unless he's in a SHU program where he's locked down, period. Unless he acts up at level 4, the bottom line is they're going to give them a lot of stuff. And the reason they give them a fair amount of stuff is to control them. Because the problem is if you don't give them anything, and I agree with you, but the bottom line is the system believes if you don't give them anything, every time the cell door opens, they're going to want to take out a guard. Because they'll figure, hey, you know what are you going to do to me? Put me in another box on death row?
Yeah, you have nothing to lose in that situation.
Nothing to lose. So the bottom line is they give them dominoes and decks of playing cards and paper and a pencil and enough toilet paper and a pillow and all that good stuff. Even a level 4 can have a TV bought and shipped in through an outside company who provides them to the prisons if you have a family member who will pay for it. And they give them that stuff, and they'll take those things away as a disciplinary measure against the individual. But as the yard goes way up at level 4, they still let them have that stuff, get packages a couple times a year from home, because they realize that these people are very dangerous, and if you really hardcore lock them down and leave them down, they all go ballistic as soon as the cell door opens.
No, I understand that completely, and thank you, Jay, for the call. I appreciate it. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Look, The reason why I have no desire to go to prison is because I have no desire to go to prison. I don't think it should be a rehabilitative situation when you've got when you've stomped somebody's head in. However, I think that there's a difference between a beatdown that involves that involves an unfortunate death and putting a gun against somebody's head and pulling the trigger. The death is death, but one is foreseeable and the other one isn't, and I'm not sure that Jamar Thomas deserves to die for it. I'm sure alternate viewpoints can be heard right now. If you want to give me a call, you can do so. 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs, 888-589-6397. Anywhere else as we continue on KNews Afternoon. It's KNews Radio FM 94.3, also AM 970 and 1140, 1250. Quick break, and we'll continue this discussion in few. On a gray Monday afternoon, KNews Radio Afternoons, it's Paul Marshall sitting in, your stunt host, your guest host for the next couple of days as we continue on KNews Afternoon, FM 94.3, also AM 970, 1140, 1250, online at knewsradio.com. If you want to get in touch here in the studio, the phone number is 760-416-8475, 888, toll free, 888-589-6397 from outside the Palm Springs listening area. And in a continuing effort to remain transparent, I will give you another rundown of what I'm all about. I'm not exactly your typical, prototypical talk radio host. I don't have an agenda. I spoke with some of the powers that be at KNews Radio when they asked me to come in and sit in for a couple of days, and they said, well, what's your political viewpoint? What's your standpoint? So, well, I'm a moderate. I'm sort of right in the middle, man. There are some things that I'm very conservative about, some things that I'm very liberal about. And one of the things that I'm pretty conservative about or pretty staunch about is the death penalty and the idea that hardcore prisoners do the time and do serious time. And I want to connect that to a couple of different things as we keep going on this afternoon. Of course, we're going to talk more about the Jamar Thomas case because the ramifications of this case, the first of four defendants to be tried on this murder charge, Jamar charged with murder, robbery, participation in a criminal street gang in connection with the death of Bauer Security Company guard Wallace Brown back in 2007. Finally, 3 years later, the jury gets the case last week. They go into the sentencing phase, and the court reporter, alleged court reporter, I don't know that she was. You know, some people have verified. I don't know if she was. Gives us a call last week, identifies herself as Carol, espouses a bunch of personal viewpoints on the case, her opinion of what's going on. Now, anybody that's ever been on a jury, you're instructed, and you've watched enough legal shows, L.A. Law and all the stuff that's on, Judge Judy even, where, you know, you're not supposed to discuss the details of any legal case. I mean, even the jury that I sat on in Sacramento, it was a drunk driving jury. It was not like this was a big, high-profile, public information story. It was just a simple drunk driving case. But you're instructed not to discuss the details, even with your wife or your spouse or your partner. Not supposed to talk about it. Go home. Hey, how was it in jury duty today? Can't tell you about it. Of course you do, but there's a difference between talking to your wife about it at home and calling a radio station and spouting off, especially while the jury is holding on to the case. Now, some criticism has been leveled at KNews for putting that call in the air. I think the criticism might be legitimate. I think there may have been an error in judgment. I don't know. I wasn't there. You do your show your way. I'll do it my way. But I do think that the court reporter, if in fact it's true, should be fired. And I do think that it could affect the case, although now the judge has denied the defense attorney's motion to have the case thrown out for the tainted. So apparently the judge doesn't think much of KNews Radio or its listenership that it could have tainted the jury. But we have more to get to on that. And I think that opens up a much bigger can of worms as the responsibility of the media and how much the media affects behavior. And when we get into it next hour after we check into the news, I'm going to talk about what I feel like my responsibility is as a talk show host versus what Bonnie Gilgallon does and gives you your news update when she does that in just a couple of minutes. There's a big difference between what talk radio, what our job is, and what the news department's job is. And I'll tell you, if you're listening to talk radio to get news, and you're listening to talk show hosts to get news, you might not be getting the whole story. You're getting certainly one person's opinion of what's going on. And there's a whole lot more to talk about with regard to the media's responsibility in what we do. I also have a couple other things I want to get into, not the least of which is the Stacey Hockenadel case, where CanaHelp, they were supposed to have a hearing last Friday, and Stacey didn't show up. He forgot. Well, of course he forgot. It's a medical marijuana place. Short-term memory loss. I think marijuana should be legalized. Let that sit around a little bit. Let that sit and percolate in your head a little bit. I think it should be legalized, not the least of which for financial reasons. Also, a couple other things involving the discomfort in flight. I'm sure you heard the story of Kevin Smith, the director, who was told that he had to buy two seats on a plane. They are making air travel so difficult for people, and there's a couple of different things that have arisen in the past couple of days that we'll get into. So we'll get into that next hour as well. Again, phone number here in the studio, 760-416-8475. Toll free, 888-589-6397. As we continue on, it is KNews Afternoon, FM 94.3, also AM 970, 1140, 1250. Your stunt host, Paul Marshall, 25-year rock and roll radio personality. Now, trying to skip out and wear a different hat. With a 7 7/8 head, probably not going to be easy to fit. And I continue to be transparent as well. Any questions you might have for me about my political beliefs or what you're getting into, here I am. I'm your guest host. I could end up your permanent host at some point. Feel free to give us a call as we continue. It is KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation.